Marenti.
If you have your Bible, you're welcome to read along with Vivian.
Era om naon pai pulnawa ti afa kamanarka mamakia miarkan fifian najo.
We're going to look at 1 Corinthians. Can start at the second half of the last verse of chapter 12. So the one that says, "Now I'll show you a more excellent way," and then read to the end of chapter 13.
Eie de atum ktike fiom le eu ambuny eu am le toko farombe folo le farany indrindriny a de twistika trany am farany arindro izay lalana tsara indrindra no atoroko anareo na de miteny am fitenin'ny olona sy ny anjely azao kanefa tsy manana fitiavana de tonga varahina maneno sy kipantsona am karantsanao ary na de manana faminaniana azao ka mahalala ny zava-miafina rehetra sady manana ny fahalalana rehetra ary na de manana ny finoana rehetra azao ka mahafindra tendrombohitra kanefa tsy manana fitiavana de tsinotsinonao ary na de omeko hoan'ny malahelo aza ny fananako rehetra ary de atolotro hodorana ny tenako kanefa tsy manana fitiavanao de tsy mahasoa akory izany ny fitiavana maharo-po sady mora fanahy ny fitiavana tsy mialona tsy mirehare tsy mihebohebo tsy manao izay tsy mahamendrika tsy mitadiny azy tsy mora sositra tsy manao otripo tsy mifaly amin'ny tsy fahamarinana fa miara mifaly amin'ny fahamarinana kosa mandevitra ny zavatra rehetra mino ny zavatra rehetra manantena ny zavatra rehetra maharitra ny zavatra rehetra ny fitiavana tsy holevina mandrakizay fa raha ny faminaniana de holevina na ny fiteny tsy fantatra de hitsahatra na ny fahalalana de ho foana fa sombotsombony ny fahalalantsika ary sombotsombony ny faminanintsika fa rehefa tonga ny tanteraka de tsy hisy sombotsombony intsony fony mbola zaza aho de ny teny toy ny zaza ny hevitra toy ny zaza ny saina toy ny zaza fa no nefa lehibe aho de nariko ny fahazazany fa ankehitriny isika mizaha eo amin'ny fitaratra ka tsy mahita marina fa rahatr'izay de mifanatrika ankehitriny sombotsombo ny fantatro fa rahatr'izay de ho fantatro tsara toy izay nahafantarana ahy ary ankehitriny de ireto telo reto no mitoetra ny finoana ny fanantenana ny fitiavana fa ny fitiavana no lehibe amin'ireo.
This chapter is a chapter that speaks about love.
Ity toko tia de toko izay miresaka momba ny fitiavana.
It's very famous because people like to read from this chapter at weddings.
Tena malaza be mihitsy izy ity satria betsaka ny olona tia mamaky avy ato amin'ity toko ity rehefa misy mariage.
So they go and read the portion about what love is. They make people think that love is all about romance and weddings. And that's not actually the real context of this passage. In this passage, it's in between chapter 12 and chapter
14,
where the spiritual gifts are being used in the church. And Paul is actually bringing a rebuke. Because he wants the Corinthians to understand that their behavior toward one another is not loving.
They're
getting together in church, but they're ignoring one another and more focused on what they do that makes them feel special as individuals. And so some of them are just showing off that they can speak in tongues. And some of them are launching their prophetic ministries. And look at how important I am. I've got this gift. And they were in a culture where the speaking gifts were elevated. If someone was eloquent, then they were highly regarded. Now, in our modern Christian society, there's similar things going on.
There
are people that want to be able to show off signs and wonders. And so if they can have a spectacular scene, like a guy who had crutches jumping up and running around the auditorium, then everyone says, wow, he's got such a great gift of healing, that guy. In Corinth, they loved the speaking gifts. But on Christian television, they love the spectacular gifts. To show off. It didn't happen nearly as much outside of a stadium. Or outside of a big gathering where you had people to show off to. I don't know if it's love or if it's a show. You know, one of the guys was once interviewed after he ran around the auditorium. And the press asked him, did you get healed? And he said, no. I was never lame. The guy just told me to run around the auditorium and I did. But there were crutches next to you. Oh no, that was the next guy sitting next to me. His crutches. That's a fact. Some of these guys have actually faked the spectacular. Because they're under such pressure to have a ministry that looks spectacular. And that does harm to you and me. Because every one of us is a minister with a ministry. And it doesn't have to look spectacular. And you don't have to think you're not important just because there's nothing spectacular. The gospel is meant to get out there. Because we love people. Not because we have gifts to show off. So, between chapter 12 and chapter
14,
Paul says, I'm going to show you the excellent way. Some translations say the more excellent way, but they're actually wrong. The word more isn't in the Greek. Because Paul isn't putting love in competition with the gifts. He's not saying it's one or the
other.
He's saying the gifts should be exercised in love.
fantenen fotsiny le fanomezam-pahasoavana dia tokony ho ampiasaina ampitiavana.
It's one with the other.
Izany hoe le anankiray miaraka amin'le anankiray.
And so the excellent way is to use the gifts.
Dia le hoe lalana tsara izany dia ny mampiasa an'le fanomezam-pahasoavana.
In love.
Ampitiavana.
Not to draw attention to oneself.
Fa tsy hoe mba hifanotoana ho an'ny tenan'ny anankiray.
But for the benefit of others.
Fa mba ho an'ny tombontsoan'ny hafa.
So the first few verses.
Ka le andalana verset vitsivitsy aloha ireo a.
Tell us that we could be the most gifted.
Dia milaza amintsika hoe mety itsika ny olona tena hoe manana fanomezam-pahasoavana be mihitsy.
But without love, it means nothing.
Fa raha tsisy fitiavana nefa ireny a tsisy dikany.
Says if I speak in the tongues of men and angels but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
Ozy hoe na dia miteny amin'ny fitenin'ny olona sy ny anjely aho izao kanefa tsy manana fitiavana dia tonga varahina maneno sy kimpantsina mikarantsanao.
Some people love spoken gifts. They love to be speaking.
Ny olona sasany a tia an'le zavatra le fanomezam-pahasoavana hoe tenenina, tia miteny izy.
You can make the best preaching, but if there's not love in your heart, it's meaningless.
Afaka manao ny hoe toriteny faran'izay tsara indrindra ianao nefa raha tsisy fitiavana ao anatinao a tsisy dikany izay.
In verse 2 it says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing.
Dia amin'ny andininy faharoa izy miteny hoe ary na dia manana faminaniana izaho ka mahalala ny zava-miafina rehetra sady manana ny fahalalana rehetra ary na dia manana dia tsy mitsinona aho izy.
It's a different type of person being addressed here.
Misy karazan'olona hafa ihany koa tenenina eto.
These are the thinkers.
Reto indray le pieritreritra.
The ones that can fathom knowledge.
Le tena hoe mahatakatra ny resaka fahalalana.
They're philosophers.
Mpanao filozofia.
Or they sit and they think and they meditate and contemplate.
Na zareo afaka mipetraka eo izy dia mandinika sy mamakafaka an'iny eo.
But without love, it's meaningless.
Kanefa raha tsisy fitiavana dia tsinotsinona.
Then you get other people.
Dia misy indray olona hafa indray.
And they want to show off how much good they do.
Dia te irehare izy hoe tena misy zavatra tsara be ataony.
We gave 500 clothes away.
Nanome akanjo 500 izay.
I always give to the poor.
Izaho manome amahantra foana.
But some people are just doing that so that they can feel good themselves.
Fa ny olona sasany manao an'izay izy mba mahatsapa hoe mahatsapa tsara izy amin'ny tenany.
They want to be known as a good person.
Te ho fantatra izy izy olona tsara.
You could give to a beggar.
Afaka manome ho an'ny mpangataka ianao.
Not because you love.
Tsy hoe satria tia ianao.
But because you like to be thought of as a generous person.
Fa satria tianao le te eritreretana hoe malala tanana iny.
And of course somewhere along the way you'll have to let people know.
Ary dia atianao hoe ho fantatry ny olona mihitsy ny eny an-danina eny hoe ho fantatry ny olona izay.
So you give in front of other people, you tell them when I was going that way and like this person came and I helped them.
Dia eo amason'ny olona mihitsy ny ianao manome an'ilay izy ianao tamin'ilay zatarianana iny dia nisy olona tonga tary dia nahapiako izy ohatra izao.
But did you give so that you could feel better yourself that you're a good person?
You know, ve manome satria ianao te hatsapa tena hoe izaho ity olona tsara.
Or do you really want that beggar's life to be changed?
Sa tena tianao iova tokoa ny fiainan'iny olona mpangataka iny.
See, if there's no love,
hitanareo raha tsy misy fitiavana,
you can give all you possess to the poor.
Afaka omenao amahantra daholo mihitsy ny fanananao.
You can die in the furnace, you can be surrendered to the flames.
Tena hoe afaka ny ho faty ao anatin'ny afo mirehatra ianao, afaka hoe atolotra ao mihitsy ny tenanao.
And if you have not love, you gain nothing.
Kanefa raha tsy manam-pitiavana ianao, tsisy ninina azonao anatin'izay.
So Paul deals with the speakers.
The you Paul fanteny tamin'ireo le mpiteny.
The thinkers.
Ireo mpieritreritra.
And the doers.
Sy ireo mpanao zavatra.
And he says whatever it is that you're trying to do without love, it doesn't get you anywhere.
Dia ozy izy hoe ninina zavatra ezahanareo atao na ninina raha tsisy fitiavana tsy hitondra anareo makaiza izany.
You need to have love.
Mila manana fitiavana ianao.
So then most of us ask, well, what is love then? And we've often been given a very bad example. Some people say that they're in love. They've fallen in love with someone. But actually they're not so much loving that person as needing love.
Tenefan rantena izy zareo a tsy tena hoe manana le fitiavana arak le takin le anakiray le fitiavana.
They're not so much loving as they are needing affirmation or affection or attention.
Izy tena hoe manana le fitiavana arak le ilana le ohatra hoe filazanana izay na le fitiavana asehoany.
Some people minister for that reason.
Misy olona manao asa fanompoana noho ny amin'izay zavatra izay.
That they need to be noticed.
Hoe te ho hita fotsiny izy.
They need to be appreciated or thanked.
Te hisaorana izy, te ho ankasitrahana izy.
And some people, when they say they love someone, they actually just need something from that person.
De misy olona sasany miteny hoe ti olona anankiray izy a satria misy zavatra takiny avy any amin'iny olona iny.
Love, actually, the type of love that we should operate from starts with God. And His kind of love is very different from the needy love in the world. My first girlfriend, I was so in love.
Tena matipitiavana anazy mintsy
a. I thought I loved her so much.
Tena neritreritra hoe tena tia be anazy mintsy a.
But when she wouldn't give me her time,
fa nefa rehefa tsy manome fotoana anahy izy ohatra,
I was angry with her.
Tetezitra aminazy a.
See, I didn't just love her, I actually wanted something from her.
Kay aka tsy hoe tia anazy fotsiny fa nisy zavatra nitakiako avy any aminy.
I needed her.
Ni ilazy a
to fill some gap in my life.
Mba ameno an'le banga teo amin'ny sasany teo amin'ny fiainako.
And she failed.
De izy nefa tsy nahatanteraka an'izay.
She failed to fill that gap.
Tsy voafeno le banga.
So then I was disappointed.
De disy fanantenana.
Hurt or angry.
De sosotra na naratra.
I felt like I was being let down by her.
Ohatrany hoe ny fahatsapako hoe ohatrany hoe tena tsy nirarahiny mihitsiny a.
She wouldn't commit to me as much as I thought I was committed to her.
Arisy nanoka tena ho ana tahaka an'izay hoe nanokanako azy.
In the end I broke up with that girlfriend, I dumped her.
Dia nefa rako moa dia navelako mihitsy izy nisaraka taminy a.
My friends at university told me, leave the woman, come with the men, let's go have fun.
Ozy izy le namako tany amin'ny université avela ho any vehivavy andao hiaraka aminay lehilahy ty andao tsika mba hanao izay fifalitsika hafa ty.
And I took their advice.
Dia noraisiko ny sosokevitry ry zareo.
See, because my girlfriend wasn't satisfying me.
Satria izany le sipako iny tsy na matsy ny tsy name fahafampoana.
But we say we love.
Nefa izay nilaza hoe mifankatia.
But is your definition of love that you must be satisfied?
Ny famaritanao ny fitiavana koa ve dia le hoe mila ianao a mahazo fahafaham-po?
That's immaturity.
Tsy fahamatorana izany.
See, real love begins with God.
Ny tena fitiavana dia manomboka amin'Andriamanitra.
And God is very different.
Ary Andriamanitra dia hafa be mihitsy izy.
Think about what God did.
Eritrereto anie ny zavatra nataon'Andriamanitra e.
He had absolutely no need at all within him.
Tsy misy an'izany hoe filana izany mihitsy a tao anatiny tao.
He didn't need someone to come up to him and say, hey, you're the best.
Tsy mila izy olona hoe anantona anazy dia miteny hoe ianao ny tsara indrindra.
God, you're so handsome.
Andriamanitra, ianao ty bogosy a.
You're so clever.
Ianao maranitsaina.
He didn't need any of that affirmation.
Tsy mila an'izany hoe fanamafisana avy amin'ny hafa izany mihitsy izy.
He's God, he's perfect, complete. There's no need in him.
Andriamanitra izy a tanteraka izy a feno izy tsy misy hoe zavatra hoe ilainy mbola ilainy ao aminy.
But then he created us.
Dia nefa izy avy eo nanamboatra antsika.
And we were undeserving.
Dia isika nefa tsy mendrika.
What I mean is God decided that he would give himself to us, share himself with us.
Ntiko tenena hoe nanapa-kevitra Andriamanitra izarany tenany amintsika.
The most great perfect one says, I will allow you to enjoy my perfection.
Ilay tena tanteraka sy tsara indrindra ny teny hoe avelako ianao akafy ny mahatanteraka anahy.
So he created as an act of giving, as an act of generosity.
Ka le hoe famoronana izany dia fanehoana ohatra ny fanomezana, fanehoana le fahalalahan-tanana.
And what did we do as human beings?
Dia inona no nataontsika maha olombelona antsika?
We scorned his love. We rejected it.
No, ohatra ny nitsakitsahantsika ny fitiavana ny lavintsika le izy.
Adam and Eve sinned.
Nanoty Adama sy Eva.
And man turned their back against God.
Ary dia nitody tamosina tamin'Andriamanitra ny olona.
Now consider this.
Ataovy an-tsaina tsara ny ety e.
For love to work, there's actually giving and receiving.
Mba tena hiasan' le fitiavana dia tsy maintsy misy fanomezana sy fandraisana.
If someone loves you,
ramisy olona tianao,
it's not a whole loving relationship unless you receive their love.
Tsy tena hoe fifandraisana tena feno izay a, raha tsy hoe raisinao le fitiavany.
So God came and he offered himself to us.
Dia tonga Andriamanitra dia nanolotra ny tenany ho amintsika izy.
But he did not need anything back from us.
Ka izy anefa tsy nila zavatra hoe hiverina avy aty amintsika.
He doesn't demand anything back from you.
Tsy nitaky zavatra avy any aminao izy hoe hiverina any aminy.
He offers himself.
Fa natolony fotsiny ny tenany.
You can enjoy him.
Afaka makafy azy ianao.
And people reject him.
Denanda azy ny olona.
Now his love is scorned and what does he do?
Dia izao vo hitsakitsaka le fitiavany ny lavina le fitiavany dia inona ny nataony?
He continues to love us and he sends Jesus.
Dia mbola nitoy ihany izy ny tiantsika dia nalefany Jesosy.
To lay his life down for the ones who rejected him.
Mba hanolotra ny fiainany ho an'ilay anankiray izay nanohitra anazy.
To put within us a new heart that would respond to his love.
Mba ametraka fo vaovao aty anatintsika mba hay amaly an'izany fitiavany izany.
And still he doesn't need us.
Na izany na izany aza tsy hoe mila antsika izy akory.
But now for some of us he's given us the ability to receive that love.
Kanefa ho an'ny sasany amintsika dia nomeny fahafahantsika hay andray an'izany fitiavany izany.
And the relationship becomes good.
Dia mety tsara ilay fifandraisana.
Because we are now able to receive the love that he is freely giving.
Satria tsika izao me afaka mandray an'le fitiavana izay nomeny maimaimpony.
You see, real love,
itanareo ny tena fitiavana,
is completely or wholly interested in another.
De tena feno na hoe lina ny amin'le anankiray.
But our corrupt view of love,
fa le fomba fijerintsika ny fitiavana izay efa ohatrany hoe voahodina na diso a,
is self-interested.
De mieritreritra ny tena foana.
Am I getting what I need from that person?
Azo an'izay zavatra ilaiko avy any amin'ny olona io ve za?
I did this for my wife, but she didn't do that for me.
Za zao no nataoko tamin'ilay vadiko nefa ny diso tsy mba manao an'izany aminahy mihitsy.
And people in the world talk about relationships being give and take.
Ary ny olona amin'izao tontolo izao dia miresaka ny aminy hoe ny fifandraisana dia manome sy mandray ity sinday.
And they ask you to compare how much you're investing in the relationship with how much the other person's investing.
Dia manontany izy ohatra ny ahoana ny mba zavatra ataonao amin'io fifandraisanao io ary inona ny mba ataony aminao.
And they say there should be 50-50.
Dia miresaka zareo tokony ho misasaka io.
It should be their balance.
Tokony fandanja tsara.
But that's not the kind of love God demonstrated. Because God gave 100%.
Satria Andriamanitra nanome 100%.
Unconditional love.
Tena hoe tsisy fetra mihitsy.
Even when we gave nothing back.
Eny fa na dia nanome tsy nanome ninina ny verina azy tsika.
He did not stop loving us.
Tsy nitsahatra mihitsy izy ny tia tsika.
Now Paul's writing to the Corinthians.
Dia izao Paul manoratra amin'ireto olona ato Korinto reto.
And his definition of love is actually based on the character of God.
Ary ny famaritana ny amin'ny fitiavana izay nomeny a dia mifototra ny amin'le momban'Andriamanitra izany.
In verse 4 he says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.
Eo amin'ny andininy faefatra izy miteny hoe ny fitiavana maro-po sady mora fanahy, ny fitiavana tsy mialo, tsy mirehareha, tsy mihebohebo.
It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs.
Tsy manao izay tsy mahamendrika, tsy mitady ny azy, tsy mora sosotra, tsy manao otrikoa.
Love doesn't seek something to get for itself.
Ny fitiavana tsy mikatsaka hoe zavatra mba ho azy ho an'ny tenany.
And it keeps no record of wrongs.
Ary tsy miazona mihitsy hoe izao avy ny diso efa natao.
There's some good advice if you want to build a strong marriage.
Misy sosokevitra tsara be eo raha ohatra ianao ka te hiazona, te hanangana fanambadiana matanjaka.
Or for that matter, if the drummer wants to get on with the keyboard player.
Na koa raha ohatra hoe le mpivelo bateria mba te hiavana tsara amin'le mpitendry piano.
Or if the pastor wants to get on with his fellow elders.
Na le pastera te hifanaraka tsara amin'ireo loholona hafa miara-miasa aminy.
Or if the person washing dishes wants to get on with the person standing next to them washing dishes.
Na le olona manasa vilia ao mba te hifanaraka tsara amin'le olona manasa vilia ao akaikiny eo.
Because if you want to get on with one another.
Raha te hifanaraka tsara ianareo.
Then it's important that you keep no record of wrongs.
Ate tena zava-dehibe mihitsy le hoe tsy manao otrikoa na hoe tsy miazona zavatra diso tairizinao avao.
Otherwise you'll be there washing dishes.
Fa raha tsy izany dia eo ianao manasa vilia eo.
And you'll notice the guy next to you keeps talking to someone and they only washed half as many dishes as you.
Dia io fa hitsitsikaritra hoe ilay olona teo akaikinao fa rindresaka amin'ilay olona anankiray eo dia zara fa nanasa vilia fotsiny izy ohatrany hoe atsasaka ilay vitanao fotsiny vitany.
I don't want to serve with that person because I always have to do all the work. And you get angry. But love is not easily angered. Or you're in a relationship. And you're always measuring how much you're getting. Love is not self-seeking. There are times when I give my wife far less than she gives me.
Misy fotoana ny zavatra omeko ny vadiko tena hoe kely lavitra raha hoarina amin'izay omeny ahy.
Maybe I'm tired, maybe I'm sick, maybe I'm too busy.
Mety hoe reraka, mety hoe marary, na mety hoe sahirana be ahy.
Maybe I'm just not a very good husband.
Na mety hoe tsy vady tsara tsotr'izao fotsiny ahako.
If she had to measure it,
raha izany no refesiny ahy,
she could say this guy is not holding his side of the bargain.
Ate mety teny izay tirangaty koa tsy mba manantanteraka ny anjarany.
If God had to measure you.
Ary raha refesin'Andriamanitra kosa ny aminao.
Compared to what he's done.
Raha hoarina ny amin'izay zavatra nataony.
He gave everything.
Nanome ny zavatra rehetra izy.
And we're like, oh, I don't know if I can give you 10%.
Dia ianao mieritreritra, oh, tsy haiko aloha raha afaka manome ampahafolony ianao e.
Of my money, let alone my heart.
Ny volako miaraka amin'ny foko.
I mean, sometimes we have to realize that love isn't about measurement.
Indraindray tsika mila mahatsapa sy mahafantatra hoe ny fitiavana dia tsy momba an'ilay fandrefindrefesantsika.
It isn't about fairness.
Tsy misy hoe izao ny rariny izao.
It isn't about getting what we want or what we need.
Tsy hoe inona ny zavatra ilaiko, inona ny zavatra takiako.
In fact, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. That's verse 6. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres.
Teo amin'ny andininy fahaenina hoe tsy mifaly amin'ny tsy fahamarinana, fa miara-mifaly amin'ny fahamarinana kosa, mandefitra ny zavatra rehetra, mino ny zavatra rehetra, manantena ny zavatra rehetra, maharitra ny zavatra rehetra.
Quite interesting in verse 7.
Tena mahaliana be mihitsy ny eo amin'ny andininy fahafito.
Says love always protects, always trusts, always hopes.
Ozy izy hoe ny fitiavana dia mandefitra moa lazaina ato na hoe miaro foana ary manantena foana, mino foana.
There's another way they translate that always hopes.
Dia misy fomba hafa ihany koa ny dikanydrareo an'io le hoe manantena foana io na le hoe manantena ny zavatra rehetra.
We believe the best. Love believes the best of someone.
Ozy izy hoe ny fitiavana dia mino an'izay tsara indrindra avy any amin'ilay anankiray.
If you're going to work together as a covenant community of believers,
raha hiara hiasa ianareo amin'ilay hoe avy ao anatin'ny fanekena anankiray ny mpino anankiray ao a,
you have to learn to believe the best of others.
Dia mila ianareo mianatra hoe inona ny tsara indrindra avy amin'iny olona iny, mila mino an'iny izany.
So someone comes up to you and says, you know that person? They got drunk last week. What's your response? Tell me more. Dish up the details. Tell me the dirt. That's gossip. Love does this. I don't believe you. You're making up stories. I'd have to see it for myself to believe that person got drunk.
So
just don't tell me. I'm not interested in hearing that. Because that person's words are trying to break someone down. And you don't have any proof anyway, you believe the best. See, people do the wrong thing when they don't believe the best of others. And if a covenant community is going to stay relationally strong, we need to believe the best of others. Look, if there's evidence and it's proof, that's fine, that's the truth. But too many people make decisions based on guesses. Rumors. Gossip. And you make up your mind about a person when you have no truth to work from. Someone sees me drive down the road and they notice there's another woman in my car. It's not my wife.
Like,
oh, the pastor's having an affair. Or maybe I'm just giving someone a lift. See, love believes the best. So what you have to ask yourself is, what I'm thinking, does that give the other person the benefit of the doubt? Too often we operate on suspicion. A fear that someone did something bad, but we don't know. Distrust of other people. And it's understandable because we've grown up in a devious world, a tricky world. But love believes the best. Which means you have to learn to trust people before they even earn it. It makes you vulnerable. But you see, love is always vulnerable. Because you give and you don't know that you'll get anything in return. And God took the first step. He gave. And you know what the Bible shows us? He was in fact rejected. If you go and read the book of Hosea, God raised up a prophet to demonstrate the unfaithfulness of his people toward him.
Nanangana
He told Hosea to marry a prostitute.
Nu tenen Hosea mba ande anambad varten.
Because she would carry on being unfaithful.
Satiu vivaviu ade itu ifonyu tsumatuk fon.
And he said, that's how my people treat me.
De uzise wot san minsa fanovani ulkona.
And what did he do?
De inan naton.
He carried on loving.
Bulan tu ifona yani zinti.
That's why it says after that, love never fails.
It's
verse
8.
And then it goes on and says, all these other things will end. Prophecies, tongues. But love doesn't end. Love never fails. It goes on and on and on. This morning I want you to understand that God's love for us is eternal. When we go to people and we demand them to meet a need in us,
we're
making a mistake. Because God should meet the deepest need in you. And when that need has been filled, you don't need another man's praises. You don't need a woman to think you're handsome. You don't need a man if you're a woman, because you've found your affirmation in God. And it sets you free from being needy. So that from that strong position in God's love, you can give love to others. And you become more like God, who stood in a place where he had no need and he could give himself away. And I want to be in that place in my marriage, that I'm filled with the knowledge of God's love for me. And then when anyone around me loves imperfectly, I don't get upset because they didn't give me what I want. But I'm more interested in who I can be to them. What can I do for them? What can I give? That's how we become people who love other people generously. Even if we're not getting it back from them. Because we've already got it from God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are an awesome God. Thank you that you loved us first. Help us to learn to receive your love. So that we can give love away to others. And when we're demanding love from others,
I'm
getting hurt and getting angry, help us to let them go and let them be free. And help us to love because we've received all the love we need.
Dia ampio kosa nefa izahay mba haity satria efa naharay ny fitiavana rehetra izay ilainay.
Help us to believe the best of one another.
Ary ampio izahay mba hino ny tsara indrindra avy amin'ny hafa.
And to grow in your grace in this thing.
Ary mba hitohy ao amin'ny fahasoavanao amin'izany zavatra izany.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.